Hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast. This is the OIE Hub, where we share commercial tips for sales and marketing professionals. Today we will be looking at the things or some of the key success factors that are required as we engage with third-party sales channels or partners. Now, increasingly, there has become a need for us to, as businesses, engage the services of third-party sales channels to drive for market penetration and increased sales. This is not an easy task to carry out, but it's a necessary task, especially if we're looking to scale our businesses or sales numbers as aggressively as possible. And also, if we are looking to drive for efficiency within our organization. Now, as we engage with these third-party sales channels, what are some of the things that we need to bear in mind? Understanding that they could actually act as a positive addition to our business or provide for some damage to our reputation and business brand. So what are those things that we need to consider when we engage with those third-party sales channels? The first thing is to ensure that we show them that we trust them. People like to believe that you believe in them and you trust in their abilities to deploy and deliver on expectations. And so as organizations, when we engage with these third-party sales channels, we need to make sure that it does come across that we trust them, that we are being as open and as transparent with them, and ultimately that we're able to show them the benefits that our business brings to the table. The next thing we also have to make sure we do is to plan with them. So we need to involve them as we, you know, engage in defining our sales activities and let them understand the do's and the don'ts. What are the boundaries? What are the territories to be attended to, and which territories should not be attended to? What are the rules of engagement? What are the business rules driving the sale of our products or services? All of this needs to be made very clear to them. And their ideas could be sought in such a way that you achieve buy-in from them as you get them to go into the field to pursue the sales of your products. You also have to ensure that in setting up the process for the onboarding of your sales partners, the sales management process, the order taking and stock management process, you keep it as simple as possible. Remember that these are salespeople and therefore they are not exactly prone to too much paperwork. You have to ensure that the process of engaging with your organization and getting their remunerations, including their incentives, is very simple and straightforward and requires little or no human interventions. So this is very, very critical. Because if they start to sell for you and find out down the line, probably over the period of a month, that it is such a cumbersome process to get their monies out, it leaves a bad taste and ultimately you will not achieve on the objectives you want, because they would either start to push another organization's product or totally stop doing business with you. Another thing you always have to bear in mind is that this channel partners become your foot soldiers and your field sales force, and therefore they will continuously pick information from the ground. When they do, please take this very seriously and look into the information that they are providing, so that at the end of the day, when you make your decisions, decisions made will be based on facts and not what you feel sitting in the head office. So it's very, very important, the insights that your field sales force gets from the field is so very important. And usually, if you are utilizing third-party channels, this would come through them. So you need to be able to pay attention, filter out what actually is the fact and what they are saying to you based on emotion, and act adequately. Now, also, you have to bear in mind that it is your job to encourage them. They will definitely meet challenges on the field, but you have to make sure that you are there for them and you are consistently encouraging them to get the job done. Celebrate little successes. Celebrate milestones. Let them know that you are there for them and that you understand the challenges that they are going through. You also have to make sure that you keep them constantly updated with any product changes or service changes or amendments. They must be as informed as you are about your products and your services. So periodically, they need to be trained. And you must have a two-way communication set up to allow for speed of information transfer and share, and as well as feedback on any things that are required. This is very critical. Now, we talked a little about ensuring that their commissioning and incentive process is simple. This, I need to stress again, is very, very critical. Like I said, remember, they are salespeople, and salespeople are motivated by their money. And so if you want to keep them going at agent level, at agency level, they have to have good clarity as to how exactly their monies are paid, and also the activities that drive the different elements or components of their total pay. This needs to be very clearly spelled out. Now, even as we encourage them and try to ensure that they are well positioned to take advantage of the market and drive for your sales numbers, it is also very important that we put in place the right disciplinary measures. We need to ensure that they understand and appreciate what needs to happen when things go wrong. They must understand the boundaries. They must know what should not be done, what your business will not tolerate, what your brand stands for, and how they need to work with you to protect your brand reputation. If any of your channel partners is found wanting or falls out of the expected scope, be very quick to discipline that partner. Because in the same way that you find it very quick to encourage them, you also need to ensure that all activities carried out by your channel partners is in line with your brand ethics. Now, in conclusion, third-party selling can be very rewarding, and the channel partners are always willing when they have clarity on exactly how they get rewarded to push your products. But you can also manage your business by ensuring that you approach this with the right mindset and the right processes and procedures in place. Yes, it can help you to manage risk, and it would help you to take advantage of market opportunities, but ensure that you position it in such a way that it stands as a value creator to you and in no way diminishes from your brand. Thank you. Till next time, keep selling.